A further characteristic of the Seder HaTfilah, the davening on a public fast day, is that there's Kriyat HaTorah, not just in the morning, but also in the afternoon as well. And we read about the petition of Moshe Rabbeinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive the Jewish people after the sin of the golden calf. That's one of the unique aspects of the Kriyat HaTorah on Tanit Zibor, is that part of it is done responsively. The Pasuk of Shuv Mechaon Apecha, and also the Pasukim of the Yud Gimul Midot HaRachamim, are recited by the congregation and also recited by the Baal Kriya as well, reading it from the Ketav. That's a minhag that many people have, is for the recitation of the Pesukim of the Yud Gimul Midot HaRachamim, is that the Tzibor stand for them. That's, and also, that's Moriva Rabbi HaRav Amital Zichron Oliv Racha was always very makpid that the Shliach Tzibor, or the Baal Kriya, should cover his head with the Talit. That's when laning those Pesukim. That's because the Gemara in Masechet Rosh Hashanah speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mitatik Shliach Tzibor. That's when he said those Pesukim. That's both in the morning and in the afternoon, we call up three people. That's it's interesting in the afternoon that we call up three rather than four, because in the afternoon we also have a haftarah. That's, and in general, we follow the halakhic opinion that maftir eino oleh leminyan hakruim, that on a day when there's a haftarah, that's in addition to the statutory number of people who have to be called up. So on Shabbat, we call up seven people, plus the maftir for the haftarah. On the Yom Tov, we call up five people, plus the maftir for the haftarah. So on the Tanit Zibor, we call up three people. And the question is, why don't we call up a fourth one for the haftarah? So there could be two answers to the question. One answer could simply be that it's actually a machloket poskim, whether or not that's that you need this extra person to be called up for the maftir. So on days when we're allowed to have hosafot, when we're allowed to add extra aliyot, so then fine, we'll call up the maftir as an extra aliyah, and either he'll be, either we have to do it that way, or it'll just count as an extra aliyah, whereas on a weekday, we don't have the right to make extra hosafot. The other possibility is what Rav Soloveitchik suggested, is that on a Tanit Zibor, in actual fact, that mincha, the ikka kriya, the main thing that we're interested in reading is the Haftarah from the Navi. That's what we're supposed to read at the, in the afternoon of a Tanit Zibor, the words of admonition from the Nevi'im. However, we're not able to lane a Haftarah without first laning from the Torah, and therefore we lane from the Torah not because there's a requirement to lane on a Tanit Zibor in the afternoon, but because we have a chiyuv of reading the Haftarah, and to enable the reading of the Haftarah, we have to lane, and therefore really all of the three kruim are kind of superfluous, and they're all there just to facilitate the laning of the maftir. That's what happens if there aren't 10 people there who are fasting. So it's a similar scenario as it is with regards to Arneinu, two different opinions, one opinion being that you need a minion, the other opinion being that you can get away just with six or seven people because there's a requirement to lane because of the day, not necessarily because people are fasting. That's, but even according to the stricter opinion, that's on if the fast day falls on a Monday or a Thursday, so then it's certainly enough to have six people who are fasting, because in any event one would be laning. It doesn't really matter what one is laning. That's people being called up should, of course, be people who are fasting. That's what if somebody who wasn't fasting was called up? So that's actually a machloket in the poskim. That's according to the Taz and Derech HaChaim. They shouldn't accept the aliyah because the Kriyat HaTorah is dafka for people who are fasting. Whereas according to Magen Avraham, the Chaya Adam, that's if the person is not fasting is called up, they can still go up to the Torah because the bracha is because of Kriyat HaTzibur, that's and doesn't really affect the actual Kriyat HaTorah. That's in any event, there's a very famous tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger where he talks about the laning at Minchon Yom Kippur, wonders whether it's there because of a Tanit Zibor, whether it's because of Kedushat HaYom, that's, and the difference being whether or not the person called up needs to be fasting. But in actual fact, even with regard to Tanit Zibor, one can discuss whether or not that is a function in the day or a function of the fasting. That's a further unique aspect of the Tfilah on the Tanit Zibur, is that there's Birkat Kohanim duchening at Mincha. That's obviously in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz, where we don't duchen unless it's Yom Tov. But nevertheless, we still say Elokeinu v'Elokei Avotein Baruchin Barucha. That's in Mincha, and also we say Sim Shalom. That's because Sim Shalom is said either when there's or particularly when there's Birkat Kohanim, then the conclusion of the Amidah is a conclusion of Sim Shalom. That's in Eretz Yisrael. There are different minhagim as to whether or not there's duchening always at Mincha on a Tanit Zibur, or only if it's in the second part or latter part of the afternoon after Plag HaMincha, or according even to some poskim, just in the half hour before Shkia, that's at the very end of the day. So different practices there. Adkan.